Mom? I spluttered around my toothpaste foam as I stood in our living room in my PJs with my toothbrush in hand. The morning news was on, and beside the anchor's heavily make-upped face was a photograph of movie star Rachel Montgomery partying on the deck of a yacht with her entourage. I was getting ready for the last day of the school year when I heard the words storm, yacht, and rescue come from the television. During the week, we always kept our small screen TV tuned to the news in the mornings. Most of the time, I ignored it, but not when there was news like this.
When we return, the anchor was saying, more details on Miss Montgomery's hair-raising rescue from our own Devil's Eye Cove.
Then it cut to commercial.
What is it, Targa?
I heard Mom through the screen door as she replied from the driveway where she was loading up her work truck.
There's been a wreck.
I managed to get out before toothpaste suds dribbled down my chin. I ran into the kitchen, spat in the sink, and grabbed a towel to clean my face. It took me no time at all to get from the living room to our kitchen because they were the same room. The only division was a small kitchen island. We live in a renovated trailer. Since my dad passed away when I was 8, which was almost 9 years ago now, our quality of life has backslid. Mom didn't work at that time, so we could no longer afford to stay in the two-story we had in the suburbs. We had downsized to a double-wide located in the trailer park at the edge of Saltford, the small Canadian East Coast town where we live. The trailer park is pretty, as trailer parks go. The residents care for their properties and small gardens as though they were Italian villas. Trailers don't have to be trashy, is the unofficial community motto. If I'm really honest, Mom and I are the worst residents in the park, if property beauty is the measuring stick. Our place is nearly the very definition of a trashy trailer. We have no garden or even so much as a geranium in a flower pot. We have gravel instead of a lawn, and the concrete steps leading up to our front door have a menacing crack right down the middle. Don't think that we're destitute, though. My mom works her ass off to make sure that I have whatever I need. But the state of our home has never been a priority for her. As the commercials played in the background, I rinsed our stovetop espresso maker out in the sink. I lifted the lid on the overflowing compost bucket under the sink to dump the old grounds when the lid snapped off its hinges and the bucket shook. Slimy onion skin and rotting orange peels splatted onto the ground and on top of my bare foot. I sighed and held my breath as I picked up the stinking mess and took the bucket outside to dump it. It's my job to make note of anything that requires maintenance. Mom spends too much time working to worry about the house. According to her, as long as we are warm in the winter and have electricity and running water, we live like royalty. My mom, Mira McCauley, is the opposite of materialistic. She's so far in the other direction that she can't relate to people who spend their time investing in art for their houses, thousand-count cotton sheets, or a nice vehicle. She doesn't judge people for their choices. She's just bored out of her mind to find herself in conversations revolving around these things. Consequently, she has a tough time making and keeping friends. Not that she cares. Sometimes I think I'm the only person in the whole world who matters to her at all. She cares about my friends, but only because I care about them. If someone is important to me, then they're important to her, too. I brought back the empty bucket, rinsed it out, and put it back under the sink before continuing to make the espresso. I put fresh coffee grounds in the reservoir and twisted the top and bottom together. I lit our 60-year-old gas stove with a match and set the espresso maker over the blue flame. I looked out the front window. Mom was just about finished loading her gear into her work truck. The boxes of diving equipment that she lugged around were just part of the many props she needed to keep the illusion for her job intact. They were also the bane of her life. Every black box was stamped with the words Blue Jacket Underwater Recovery and Salvage. The same was written on the side of her truck that Simon, her boss, had given to her as part of her new contract. The vehicle was a perk that no other employee had and is a testament to her value. The ironic thing is that of all of the Blue Jacket employees, my mom needs the truck the least. I smiled as she threw the last box in the back and the whole truck shook. It must have contained the diving weights. She slammed the hatch and looked up with her crystal blue eyes to see me watching her. She gave me a sheepish grin. I shook my head at her. The espresso was bubbling, and as I went back to the stove to pour it, a wave of sadness washed over me. I know how much she hates the facade she has to present to the world, and I also know she does it because she loves me.